Okay, welcome into Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show, the fastest 2 hours in radio. And before we get underway tonight, we love hearing from you. Join us at Twitter at eRadioSports, or you can email the show at elissa@yahoosportsradio.com. Well, tonight we're going to start off our program with some NBA news and notes, and there are plenty of storylines to discuss. At the forefront of our conversation will be the Dallas Mavericks. We're going to head out to the Western Conference, and that's why we have invited back always a Big E favorite, the Dallas Mavericks television play-by-play announcer, Mark Folliwell, who is joining us on our Stuart Cadillac guest line. Stuart Cadillac, real people, real value, real simple. I'm sure you're enjoying this Friday night. You actually get it off tonight, Mark.
Yeah, that's a good thing. You know, in the NBA, sometimes your weekends get awfully busy. So a night off is always a wonderful thing. That's for sure, Alyssa.
You bet. Well, listen, before we get underway and get the pulse on the Mavericks, we want to extend congratulations to you and your broadcast partner, Derek Harper, for broadcast excellence. You guys picked up your own hardware. You guys got an Emmy right here in the Lone Star State as the best play-by-play and analyst team. Congratulations on that. That's outstanding.
Well, thanks, Alyssa. You know, I always have said for many, many years that a good team helps make the announcers sound better. So we've been lucky to call a good team for many, many years, and we've been lucky that it's in the nature sometimes of these Mavs, including recently against Sacramento. They played some pretty exciting games that lead to some exciting announcing. So, you know, they're a fun team to call, that's for sure, and hopefully we can bring out the best in terms of the viewing experience, and they bring out the best in us.
Well, you certainly deliver some of the best sports programming. But let's get down to business. Let's talk about the Mavericks. They're wrapping up a four-game homestand with Minnesota on Saturday night. That'll be game number 10 in the regular season. Mark, what have you learned so far about the Dallas Mavericks?
Well, I think I'm still kind of in a learning phase. I think we pretty much all are at this point. You know, I think this is a team that has extremely high potential on offense. We've seen some flashes of some good defense, but consistently it hasn't been there. It's been pretty up and down, but I know that Rick Carlisle, it is, of course, is going to keep demanding that they get better defensively, because that, of course, is where he feels like is going to be the difference whenever it comes to the biggest games, the games that matter, and the games, of course, that they'll play next spring, presumably, hopefully, in the NBA playoffs, mm-hmm. with the eye towards a long and exciting run there. So, you know, I think that another thing I've probably learned is that looking at how some of the new players are going through their growing pains and their ups and downs and adjustments, I think sometimes probably, and I think a lot of fans probably do the same thing, you just forget that there's a lot of challenges in changing organizations, and I think it goes beyond just establishing chemistry with new players. I think, you know, players sometimes, your head's in a lot of different places when you're trying to figure out, you know, life in a new city and in a new organization, and who do you go to for different things you need and for tickets, and just... Look, there's a lot that goes into it, and I don't think people realize that sometimes, and I think I'm even guilty of overlooking that. So, you know, I think that I'm learning that the adjustment process, while at times it looks like it's going smoothly, is still very, very much a work in progress, much like the defense is on this team as well. So some of these new guys are still trying to figure out their way and settle in.
The Dallas Mavericks television play-by-play announcer, Mark Folliwell, joining us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. And you reference talking about the challenges defensively. I mean, Dallas has certainly delivered offensively as advertised, but why have they not been efficient on the defensive end, Mark?
Well, I think that, you know, number one, I'll stand by the idea that it does take some time to get everybody together on the same page. And so I think that's certainly one aspect of it. But, you know, look, they're trying to go from being a team last year, Alyssa, that was around, depending on what particular statistic you looked at, but in most things, they ranked around 20th last year. But maybe it's a couple spots better in some things or a couple spots worse in some categories, but by and large part, they were a bottom third in the NBA defensive team last year. And understandably so. I mean, you look at the personnel on the roster, and, you know, it's not too hard to figure out why that was the case. Well, look, this offseason, what they added to the mix that is going to make them hopefully make quantum leaps defensively is Tyson Chandler, former Defensive Player of the Year. I think Al-Farouq Aminu helps a little bit. But you also lost Sean Marion, who was a good defender, and you lost Vince Carter, who I thought was pretty underrated defensively and was a smart player and knew positionally how to be sound in that aspect of the game. So, number one, you're trying to work new guys in. Number two, I still wonder exactly how much defensive-oriented talent that you have relative to offensive-oriented talent. And then you're talking about trying to make a jump from being in the bottom third, and Rick Carlisle feels like to have a chance to be truly competitive at the highest levels, that they've got to be in the top 10. So you're talking about going from the bottom 10 to the top 10, and that's a pretty big leap that you're trying to make whenever you look at the fact that you've got some small guards in the backcourt. It's not like you have Jason Kidd here in the championship year, who was a very big, strong guard who you could switch on to a lot of twos and threes, as we saw guarding the likes of Dwayne Wade, LeBron James, Kevin Durant, and on down the line, Kobe Bryant. I mean, he had to guard a lot of very potent scorers that played at shooting guard and small forward, and you just don't necessarily have that kind of size. So personnel and size of some of the personnel and defensive leaning of some of the personnel, I think those are reasons why that it's just still trying to get everybody on the same page and get them playing a good, sound team defensive game. And that's going to have some ups and it's going to have some downs. I don't think we're anywhere close to having that where Rick wants it to be in terms of the big picture.
Well, Mark, as you were saying, I mean, there's been highs, there's been lows, but how surprised are you that they've come in a little bit slow defensively, because they made that substantial move and fortified their roster with bringing back Tyson Chandler?
I got to be honest with you. I'm not really that surprised by it. I felt like it was going to be a while before we would really see them click on that end of the floor at a high level. And, you know, I guess the only thing that surprises me is that even with Tyson here, that there's been two or three games where it's been really off kilter, where the other team shot well over 50% from the floor. And the fact that they've been just torched on the three-point line in a few games. So I guess those things have surprised me a little bit, but I really felt like the leap that they were trying to make from being a bottom third to a top third defensive team was not going to be something that was going to happen overnight, despite even adding a guy like Tyson Chandler. It's great to have him, and he is a hold people accountable kind of guy and a defense first kind of player, and is really going to focus his energies on that end of the floor, but he's only one man. There's only so much that he can do. So I think, you know, it's just going to have to be patient with this team, I think, in terms of getting all that to come together.
Dallas Mavericks television play-by-play announcer Mark Folliwell is with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We are up against the clock. We got to take our first commercial break, and we'll be rejoined talking some more about the Dallas Mavericks.